You're listening to Boston Public Radio with Jim Brody and Marjorie Egan, yet again from the sublime to the ridiculous. Joining us on the phone is a guy who wrote a beautiful, beautiful open letter to Justin Bieber this morning in the Boston Globe. He said he was doing it as an older and wiser brother. Well, that brother is with us. Welcome, Christopher Muther.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And I said slightly older brother.
Whatever, Chris, whatever.
Slightly.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine.
So, Christopher, please tell our listeners, what was your letter to Justin Bieber, the teen heartthrob, about?
Well, first, I just wanted to say, ask you to not use my name like your Bulger caller for fear of the Bieber mafia coming after me.
Okay, you won't.
Trust me, I've already got several threats. So my caring and sweet letter to Justin was that he needs to stop wearing his drop crotch pants. And just to fill you in case your listeners aren't familiar with these, the ones that he wears specifically are skinny in the leg, and all of a sudden the crotch is, you know, close to his knees. And it's all this voluminous fabric that just sort of hangs there for no good reason, except maybe, no, I can't even say that on public radio. Anyway, yeah, so that was my kind letter to Justin, is to put those pants away, specifically to burn them, encase the ashes in concrete, put that concrete in a steel box, and then bury it in nuclear waste.
Christopher, you say, after you say you're a slightly older and wiser brother, when I tell you that I understand, you say, quote, you're simply a victim of a bad fad. In this case, the fad makes you look like you're wearing a diaper that needs to be changed. Now, Christopher, what fashion, you know, the thing, Marjorie and I talked a lot about your piece this morning. What fashion statement do you think Justin Bieber is trying to make with this unusual look?
Well, maybe it's his sadness over his Selena Gomez breakup.
That's,
I know,
possible.
When I have a breakup, what I'd like to do is wear a Snuggie and sit. So maybe that's, you know, his way of comfort clothing. I think he might be trying to underscore his youth. Now that he's 19, a little long in the tooth for teeny boppers,
uh-huh.
He needs to, you know, maybe wearing pants that look like he has a diaper that needs to be changed underneath them will help his fans, relate.
They're just absolutely drooping off his derriere in a weird way, and you don't get it because, you know, a lot of people don't like the what do you call the low-hung pants that all the kids wear that are down around their thighs. You're always amazed that they can keep them up.
No, but this takes it one step
There's
further.
There's a certain, like, a little bit of a sexy look, I suppose, some people would think, or some girls would think, to those pants, but there's nothing sexy or attractive or appealing. These are just, like, nerdy pants, you know, and he wears them all over the place.
Or dirty pants.
Or dirty pants. He wears them performing. He wears them out on the street. What is he thinking? I mean, he's a rock star.
Are you really getting hate mail on this thing? I mean, we talked earlier this week about the comments people put on stories. What kind of responses, what kind of emails are you getting, Christopher?
Oh, boy. Well, I could say that, you know, in terms of Twitter, there have been some very, very unkind tweets that have come over. And I think that's, you know, specifically because people can be semi-anonymous and they don't realize that I'm sitting here crying with every cruel word that they say. I'm just trying to be helpful to the poor.
I think you were.
Really.
So if anybody out there at 877-301-8970, particularly a Bieber fan, if your kid's a Bieber fan, if anyone out there can explain the fashion statement to the three of us, because I think Marjorie and I are with Christopher Muther on this particular thing, give us a buzz, 877-301-8970. And by the way, for people who have not seen the photographs, don't assume. When Marjorie and I started talking about this morning, I was thinking that she was talking about, and you were talking about, the saggy pants thing, which is low. These are not just low slung, for lack of a better expression. They literally look like he has made a deposit in his pants. As you say, this diaper that needs to be changed.
Huge.
Is anybody else doing this?
Right.
Is this catching on at all, Christopher?
No. Well, no.
No. Okay. No.
He's trying a look. You know, that look was around, I think I said in the article, on the runways a couple of seasons ago. You know, a few designers did it. It didn't quite catch on. But, you know, as I say in the piece, a lot of designers show things on the runway because it gets them attention, as opposed to we expect men to be wearing these things, particularly with men. A lot of these things don't trickle down. And, you know, another theory is that maybe this is an homage to MC Hammer, who is famous for his drop crotch pants.
Yeah.
But even MC Hammer's pants were better than these because at least they were wider in the leg and they sort of made sense. And these are tight in the leg, and then you just have this drop in the back. Like you said, it looks like he's made a deposit, but he hasn't been to the bank for a while.
You know what's beautiful also? You know, for people who think there's any animus in what you write, you refer to him not only as a slightly older brother, but you say for the past year, my little pop chipmunk. I mean, obviously, you mean this. For those who are being critical of you and tweeting you, this is meant in the warmest of ways, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is. And also, you know, poor Justin has had a really tough week because he started a concert 2 hours late in London. And
I read, actually, yeah.
And, you know, so he's been getting that. And then he also tweeted that only God can judge him. So today I'd like to say that I'm playing the role of God in Justin Bieber's life.
Masterfully. And let's take a call. This is Christopher Muther, who's written a brilliant open letter to Justin Bieber in this morning's Boston Globe. It's quite loving, too. Matt, you're in North Kingston, Rhode Island with Chris Muther. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent.
I just want to give you a little insight that I don't remember exactly where I heard it, but the droopy pants look, my understanding is, comes from the gangster rap kind of NWA early days in those neighborhoods. When you go to jail, they take away your belt. Everyone's pants when they're in jail are droopy like that, and when they get out, kind of turned into like a fashion thing, like, I'm tough, I've done time, that kind of thing.
Well, it's an interesting perspective. The thing with the Biebs, though, is that he's not just sort of dropping and showing, you know, his Calvin Kleins. He's the pants are sitting at the waist.
Right.
And then it's just the middle part, if that makes sense. Has
they're two
down.
Different things. I think they're two different things.
Totally
I think, Matt,
things.
What
I
you're talking about,
and
thank
morning,
you for the
Matt.
Call,
Thanks.
is the pants we see on kids all over the place, and the school principals are always trying to say, pull up your pants, or Deval Patrick is
so
trying
is
to say,
Barack
pull up
Obama.
Your pants. Barack Obama. That's not it. This is nerdy pants is all I can say. There's nothing, you know, macho or
it's the
jail.
Diaper look, as Chris
it's,
wrote.
It's
yeah.
like a saggy diaper look it with is. Voluminous amounts of material around his derriere. That's what it is, and I just don't get it. Gloria from Worcester, you're on with Chris Mother, Muther, who wrote this lovely letter to Justin Bieber this morning. What do you think, Gloria?
Well, I've been watching this style for a while, and my only comment is he's 65 years ahead of his time.
You mean it's like a Depends experience in a 19-year-old?
It'll be soon enough. He'll say,
God.
Where did the days go?
Okay. That's amazing.
That's like an intergenerational kind of moment, Gloria. That's beautiful. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much for your call.
I just want to say, Christopher, that the Bieber pants, I mean, you may have started a landslide of attention here because suddenly when you Google Justin Bieber, everything is about his pants. And there are whole websites devoted to images of Justin Bieber in these ridiculous-looking pants. So if you haven't seen them, go online, Google Justin Bieber pants, and you just won't quite understand it. I'm not sure if this is going to appeal at all to the ladies in his life. I know he's had some rocky romantic.
He's done pretty well, though,
well,
this time.
I don't know what they've thought about this. How long has he been wearing these pants, Christopher?
Well, if you look, you know, you mentioned Googling sites, and there are some that say, you know, 12 worst Justin Bieber pants
yes.
from 2012. So I think he started at some point in 2012 wearing them, and it's probably time that he fire his stylist, you know, the guy who's been picking these out, because I hope he hasn't been shopping himself for them. Hopefully he hasn't been trying them on and saying, this looks good.
You know, Christopher Muther, so many journalists never provide a public service. You know what you, I mean, you really made a contribution today that your family could be proud of, I think.
I like to think of myself as, you know, not only an observer and someone who loves fashion, but also someone who can really help. That's what I'm here for.
No, you're a helper. There's no question. Christopher Muther from the Boston Globe. Read his brilliant open letter to Justin Bieber in this morning's Globe. Chris, it's great to talk to you.
A pleasure as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It really is like fall
Chris
down
for
funny.
Joining us. It is a great
He's great.
Piece. Okay, up next on Boston Public Radio, to sleep or not to sleep? That's the question we'll look at. Daylight savings is coming up. Stay tuned to WGBH 89.7.